A Prayer for Walking in Truth and Grace by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. Truth and grace are two words that can cause much tension in the world. And they should. Truth and grace are not of this world. They stem from the heart of our holy, perfect, righteous God, and because of that, they pierce the hearts of those who have turned to Him. Over 2,000 years ago, our Savior was born, the long-awaited Redeemer, the Son of God, the Son of Man, was here. The one who would exude truth and grace all the days of His life on earth. He came to make man right with God. He came to teach those who would be attentive to His word, who He was, and why He was there. The same happens today because Jesus is alive and seated on the throne next to God the Father. He wants you to know who He is and why He came for us. This past year has taught us many things, but some of the most important are we need a relationship with our Savior. Truth is found in Christ alone, and grace is found in Christ alone. We watched an entire year unfold that had us all on our knees and deepened our dependence on the Lord. He drew us in with His truth and grace. Like Jesus said would happen in John 17:17, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. He has deepened our expectancy of all Christ has done, is doing, and will do before He comes again. While I, of course, wouldn't want to go through everything that we've been through again, I do pray that the hunger we experienced for God's leading would linger for generations to come. This year led many of us to the threshing floor. He stripped us of our pride and our idols. This caused many of us to work through our pain. You see, walking with the Lord is so much more than emotional worship experiences, or following the popular Christian figures and hearing a sermon on Sundays. Walking with the Lord is about a personal relationship with Him, drawing near to Him through His word, resting securely in our salvation because of the cross, and joyfully accepting the sanctification process. As this year plays out, may we hold loosely to our plans and submit to the Lord as He leads the way. May we follow Him with boldness and assurance of who we are. Let us live in a constant posture of keeping our hearts tethered to our always truthful, all-sustaining Heavenly Father. And may we boldly share why Jesus came, and that He will be coming again. Pray with me. Lord, thank You for always leading us and loving us through the gift of truth and grace. I pray Your truth guides all of my steps, my decisions, and my plans this year. I pray that when I struggle with doubt or uncertainty, that I'd be renewed by the conviction that Your word is truth. I pray for grace for myself and for others. I pray I would know the depths of grace I have in You. I pray that grace would help make me more gracious to those in my life. Help me to be bold for the kingdom of God and not shy away from opportunities to be Your hands and feet. I pray for a desire to know You more deeply and look to You as sustainer, no matter what comes to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.